Now, the next one, I'm only referring to that sentence which is the most famous one and which is most central. The knowledge that you gain by Jnana Yoga is fundamentally this. That which exists, exists. That which does not exist, does not exist. Of that which exists, it can never have non-existence. That which does not exist, of that, there can never come about an existence. Now, this existence, in other words, is something different from manifestation. In manifestation, that which exists now ceases to be tomorrow or thereafter, hereafter, any moment. And that which manifests now did not exist 1 minute ago, 1 second ago. Therefore, when you arrive at true knowledge, you are able to make a distinction between the existence and manifestation. So that you become free from the arresting concentration in which we are involved in manifestation. All the time we are engaged in manifestation, where things are born and things die. As Sri Aurobindo says, that the movement of manifestation is so rapid that things seem to pass away even before we observe them. It's a fleeting movement of manifestation. And things come to manifest, and before you can even grasp, they are gone. Some new things have come up immediately. What Sri Krishna wants to say is that if you want to deal with life properly, you should be able to come out of the arrestation of manifestation and go back or go behind and discover what really exists. And that which really exists can never cease to exist. And that which does not exist can never come into existence. Now, if you apply this sentence to manifestation, you will find that that which did not exist comes into existence. That which exists goes out of existence. Therefore it means that which manifests is not really existence. It is something different. That is why manifestation is called phenomena. That which exists is called essence. That which is essence always remains. Essence can never die. The distinction between essence and phenomenon is what is called Sankhya knowledge. Sankhya knowledge is the knowledge of discrimination, distinction between essence and phenomenon. Now, normally we do not see anything that does not manifest. That means that we are arrested in a state which is not the state of knowledge. There is a beautiful dialogue in Plato's book called Republic. You know, Republic is supposed to be one of the greatest works of intellectual thought in the world. The climactic point of intellect is supposed to be reached in this book, Republic, where the main speaker is Socrates. It's a dialogue.